Good evening. It's 5:34. Can't remember the date. It's December anyway. And I've just written a new poem. I read something terrifying this morning. It was a new Avaaz petition that I've now signed and shared about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going through this weekend and is only available to petition against because it was leaked out on WikiLeaks. Essentially, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a new law that will allow corporations to sue governments completely anytime they deem loss of earnings to be a problem for them. You know, it doesn't take a genius to do the maths on how much faster corporations like Monsanto will be able to destroy the world if it goes through. So this poem tonight is dedicated to Avaaz for the awesome work they do, and also to the people at Barton Moss and the surrounding areas in Manchester who have already set up camp to try to prevent iGas from continuing with their unconventional gas exploration there. The poem is called Tiptoe-talitarian, Like a Thief in the Night. Firstly, we were born, and our mothers held us tight. We wanted to explain to them our gift, the spark of light. We knew that we were powered by a universal source that gives life not just to human beings, but everything, of course. We took our mother's milk, then our baby steps to walking, and at the age of 2 or 3, our babble turned to talking. But we did not talk of truth, of the spark we brought to earth. Mostly we'd forgotten all the things we knew at birth. And then we had our nursery days, then school, and then exams, teenage crushes, driving lessons, loads of awesome plans, independence, credit cards, a mortgage on a flat, marriage, children, family home, perhaps a dog or cat. Now, while all this was going on, a group of men did meet. They all wore splendid suits and shiny shoes upon their feet, and they, like us, were born into a certain kind of life. But unlike us, they were not raised in life's financial strife. They'd never had to work to live. They'd never had to fret about the cost of food and shelter or the paying back of debt. Their houses were abundant and their fridges always full. So unlike us, they did not suffer life's financial pull. Instead, they were allowed to glide above the murky soup that, for many of us, locks our every journey in a loop. Politics and banking, like a game of boom or bust, taught them thoroughly that not in God, but money should we trust. But money has no soul, has no care for human worth. Money does not know about the spark that came with birth. Money can't promote a world of balance or of grace unless directed for the good of the entire human race. And this is known by those in suits and shiny leather shoes. They have nearly all the money, and they think they cannot lose. They have funded dark technologies. They seek to kill the spark that gives soul to everything beneath the universal arc. They've developed toxic solvents for our food and land and sea. Their goal, I think, to mute the understanding we are free. They are trying to kill the water. They are trying to kill the air in the hope that very soon the human race will just despair. And if we just despair, if we divorce ourselves from hope, we might as well go shopping for the gallows and the rope. It's time to drop the cover stories, tragedies and grief. It's time to pull the carpet up and see what's underneath. Yes, It's truly terrifying, horrible and dark, what human beings deem important when they have no spark. Yes, it's true, Monsanto are as powerful as law, an entity that seeks destruction, always wanting more. Yes, it's true, the world is being poisoned now at speed. Yes, it's true, the Kindle is a dangerous way to read. Yes, it's true, our governments, our banks, our institutions have invested more in problems than in finding their solutions. The new world order's here. We have helped to make its bed. World War III has started. It's not only in your head. So if we want our freedom, we must stand as one together, shining like a beacon with the spark that lives forever. God bless.